the dot comers. Oh, Carissa. You didn't act a little bit, did you, huh?
No, I just... most of the stories were true, which is really sad.
But, well, yeah, you supplied ample photographic evidence in Twitter.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, this what a great concept, because it's totally the truth, right? In some sense.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. It's just a more dramatic version, I guess, of the truth. And, you know, you try and add all those sound effects and everything like that in order to make it even more dramatic. So it was fun.
So, yeah, I was just impressed that all of your stuff was improv. Like, all of us had scripts, and then Carissa just went with it.
Yeah.
She's a natural. So did the group dynamic play out like this?
Not at all. No, we all got along really well.
No, yeah. I can tell. I actually, you know, from what I remember from seeing past groups do this, I mean, the ones that really have a lot, you can tell they have a lot of cohesiveness just by the quality of the show that they put together. So obviously group projects are a problem. You know, what should educators do about this?
I think it's just really a product of having so many different types of people in a room and then having them randomly get put together. People have different learning styles, different working styles, and people are also at different places in their education. So there are people who maybe don't care as much about it, and people who, you know, their grade is riding the line, this project's going to make it or break it for them. And so I think just a combination of all that and then having people work together can be a bit of a challenge sometimes. I'm not really sure if there's a way to work around that.
Yeah, I'm actually studying to be a teacher, so, you know, the debate of group projects always comes up. And as long as the teachers either, you know, assign role, not only just assign the groups so that way they, based off of levels, different levels or anything like that, but also assign roles within the group, it leaves a lot of, you know, less questioning as to what needs to be done. And, you know, students can just get right to work, which helps out a lot. And you just a lot of monitoring of it.
Right. I mean, in many ways, it's somewhat of a false dynamic, but it's interesting. I mean, it is something that you get to learn how other people interact and what kind of give and take you can have as a group. How did the roles work out for your group? Who did what here?
Well, we all actually met together twice throughout the week. And the first time we met, we all just kind of did the script and stuff. Kristen did a really great job of getting everyone together and making sure that, you know, we had everything. And then we recorded all together, which made it a lot easier. And then I took all the we had all the recordings on my computer. And so I just produced it, I guess you could say. So that was sort of what we did.
Yeah, we all sort of came up with ideas for like sound effects and maybe where the sound effects should go. And we kind of had just a really long script of what needed to happen. And then I will say there were definitely some prizes that Carissa threw in there that actually worked really well that I think we weren't expecting. Like the SVU thing was really, really, really funny that none of us really came up with that. And I guess you probably just threw that in there the night you made it, but it worked out really well. And so I think all of us really kind of did the same things, but everybody had maybe one thing that they kind of took charge with. Like I said, Tim was the one who came up with the idea for the radio drama and what it should be about. And I was more with getting people together, and Carissa offered to record it. And I can't remember specifically. Everybody kind of did like one thing that everybody else didn't so much, but then we all came together and did the main part of it together.
So Kyle's not a perfectionist?
No. I don't know Kyle very well. This is the first time I'd met him, but I'm going to go ahead and say that was a very out of character role for him.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, that can certainly be fun to do. So I really want to thank you guys. I love the idea. Because in some ways it speaks to so much of the challenges of doing these. You had fun with it. I liked some of the things you did with the sound effects. The commercials were a riot.
Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah.
We actually made those independently and didn't, like, it seems like we kind of ran with the same idea, but that was not planned.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah. What advice would you have to like future DS106 students for doing these group projects?
Stay in touch with each other. I think one thing that we did pretty well was like we stayed in communication with each other. We had planned times where we were going to meet up. I feel like it would have gone much less smoothly if we hadn't, if we kind of winged it instead. I don't think it would have gone as well. So I guess stay in touch with each other, make sure you're meeting up with each other and just keeping communication going.
Yeah. I think if you're doing a radio show kind of like the one that we had with lots of just characters are talking back and forth to each other, recording in person really does help a lot because, you know, trying to get interrupted parts and stuff like that, it doesn't work as well. So I think trying to record together if you're doing a show like we did would really help a lot.
Where did you guys meet to do your recording?
Classroom on the top floor of Trinkle.
Yeah.
A lot of things happen in Trinkle.
Yeah.
I spent the last 5 years there, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I remember all the photos from there. Well, I want to thank you both again for coming on to host the show, and thank your group for producing a great show. And that's a wrap for the DS106 radio shows. And you're free to go about your evening. And this is the last group project, so we get to go back to doing some individual work from now on.
All right.
All right.
Thanks
good.
For having us on.
All right. Good night, Kristen.
Good night, Carissa.
All right. And there you have it, DS106. Another round of fantastic student produced radio shows. Every time they do surprise me in many ways. Like, I did not know any idea what to expect. So, it's been a great evening. Thanks for tuning in. We did peg somewhere above 32. I think we wore out Hank Soda. But somewhere we had, at one time we had 32 listeners, just checking the stats here. Look like we had peak listeners on the 64 kilobit channel of 31 and peak on the 128 of 11. So I could claim that we had as many as 42, maybe with a little bit of funny math. So this is Alan Cogdog running the radio show. I will close out with some music because this is a radio station. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in and being part of supporting my students because they are really just awesome. DS106 Radio, it is for life, it's forever.